Hello and welcome to The Headquarters, the official podcast of RaptorsHQ.com. I'm your host, Sean Woodley, and I'm joined in the middle of the second half. The Raptors right now are getting their asses kicked by the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 3, and I'm joined by Mitch Robson and John Godis to commiserate, just be sad, read sad mentions. I don't know. We're just going to kind of talk through it. Mitch, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
John, how are you?
I'm okay.
This episode isn't going to go by the regular sort of format. I think we're just going to talk and be sad. Maybe we'll do an episode sponsor if this game ends while we're still talking. I don't know. I don't really have the will to do anything right now. The Raptors, of course, came out in Game 3 and kind of didn't do anything in the first half to affect winning. They hit like 3 field goals in the second quarter, scored 30 points total. Most of their points came off free throws for the large majority of the game. As we speak right now, the Raptors are down 26, and Jonas Valanciunas started the second half on the bench.
Finally!
Yeah, everyone's very happy now. And yeah, just everything kind of went terribly. Mitch, what happened?
Well, they came out, and Milwaukee Game Ops dominated the opening with the Barney song, and that broke the script, and now we're fucked. So that's it. It's done.
John, what did you see from the first half?
They didn't come out with, any energy, whatsoever. I don't know, if it was actually, the Barney theme song, or maybe it was just the crowd or the t-shirts or whatever. It's like every playoff game they come into, it's like they've never done this before, and it's like the fourth year in a row. I don't know. I can't watch Damari Carroll anymore. I can't watch Jonas Valanciunas. Those two guys are just, on my shit list for the rest of eternity. If they're in the starting lineup in Game 4, I'm giving up on this team and this series. They just watching them play upsets me.
Yeah, Jonas,
he just missed. He airballed another three as I said that.
And now DeMar's on the court.
Fucking waste, man.
Yeah, now DeMar's on the court. In pain, it seems. No one seems to be helping him up.
He's flopping. Man, I'm sick of DeMar because when things start going downhill, he quits and becomes the biggest baby. He's Dwayne Wade.
He's Bebe.
Yeah.
This has just been bad all around. The Raptors, I don't know. The defense in the first quarter, I don't even know how to describe it. Chris Middleton was just cooking DeMar like crazy. There was one play. It was an out-of-timeout play where just DeMar and Serge just had no idea how to defend a back screen, and it ended up with a wide-open Chris Middleton three. And that was kind of the start. Middleton had, 12 points very quickly. Giannis kind of getting to the rim whenever he wants. Giannis hitting a couple threes, which is just unfair. I don't know, man. And then just, the conversation is just... I tweet, one mildly positive thing, and then everybody piles on, and the mentions become a hellhole. I don't know. What's your, do you think this, Mitch, I don't know, I have a really hard time saying, oh, the series is over, because it's Game 3, and we've seen the Raptors do this before, where they've looked like crap in games in the playoffs, and then come back the next game and look good, and I don't really see, people have been in my mentions saying, the Raptors got dominated in the second game of the series, too. That's just patently false. The Raptors played pretty well. The Bucks just also played pretty well. And the Raptors were in the driver's seat for most of that game until down the stretch when they still, they were never trailing. And things were fine, and they figured out the traps a little bit. And then, of course, this game comes around, and I don't know, how you just forget to, work through the traps. Maybe the Bucks are doing something differently. I got to go back and watch it, I guess. And I don't think I want to watch the first half again. But probably have to. I don't know what they're doing any differently. It's just the Raptors kind of forgot how to play basketball. They tried to run the offense through Jonas a little bit early. Jonas just, his hands are stone. And he, he had a couple of nice plays. He got a nice dunk, under the basket. He had a couple of nice plays where he sort of bodied up Thon Maker. But, dude's getting out-rebounded by Thon Maker. The Bucks are a terrible rebounding team, and Jonas can't grab a rebound to save his life. I don't know what's going on there. Damari, I don't even think he was the biggest culprit in the first quarter. He just is out there being Damari. He had, a nice defensive player, too. He's missing threes all over the place. And, it just was really bad. Lowry didn't look very good. He's probably been the Raptors' best player tonight. Is that fair to say?
Can you be the best player in a game if you're still afraid to shoot the ball in the paint?
Yeah, maybe DeLon Wright's been the Raptors' best player tonight.
Hit that deep three.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Are you guys, like, I just have a hard time thinking the series is over, but, like, John, where are you at? Like, are you just resigned to the fact that this is going to be, like, this is going to be a Bucks win? Because I'm not quite there yet, but I don't know. What do you think?
This game or the series?
The series. Like, oh, the game's going to be a win for the Bucks. Like, ridiculous. This is why we're doing the podcast right now. Although there is potential. There is some potential that if the Raptors were to make a crazy comeback, this could be the best podcast in the history of podcasts, but I don't think it's going to happen that way. I think the Raptors are down by 29 they're, now.
Even their, I'm looking now, even their in-game hosts are cooler than ours, but anyways, yeah.
It's a high bar. It's a high bar.
I mean, there's still a chance, obviously. I think that the Raptors are still the better team, but I think that there are obvious deficiencies in the lineups that they're putting out there for the majority of the minutes. And, yeah, I mean, like, I just go back to with Carroll, like, if he's not going to make shots, and he's 1 for 4, all shooting threes so far, if he's not going to be able to guard Giannis, which he obviously can't, and if he's not going to be able to guard Milton, which he couldn't do when they switched him onto him midway through the first quarter, which didn't do anything whatsoever, like, what's his purpose in the series? Like, he doesn't, when he attacks off the dribble, it's a nightmare. And you've got P.J. Tucker on the bench who's probably been your best player through 2.5 games. So, I don't understand why those minutes haven't, like, wholesale flipped and P.J. Tucker isn't just playing 38 minutes a night.
Yeah. The other thing that annoyed me, too, sorry, Mitch, the other thing that annoyed me, too, from the first half was, like, in game two, Casey figured out his rotations, and he started the second quarter with Ibaka on the bench unit with Lowry and then Tucker, Joseph, and Patterson, and it was really good. They were, like, a plus 36 net rating in that game. And I don't know why they went away from that. Like, Valanciunas got the early hook to come back in for the second quarter. Ibaka played the entire first quarter, and obviously it wasn't, you know, ready to come back in with no rest to be on that second unit. And I don't get it. Like, that unit was really good for the Raptors in game two, and I just don't know why they would deviate from that. I thought, like, hey, Casey has found something here, and then he just kind of went away from it. I don't know, man. Just so much bad.
I don't know. Like, honestly, and it's pretty cliche, but, like, at this point, maybe they needed this 30-point humbling to say, like, I don't care about the contracts. I don't care about your stature before. If you're not playing well, you got to get out. And I don't know if Casey will finally do that and pull Carroll, but he should not be playing at all.
Yeah, like, he looks very much not like an NBA player right now. And, again, like, I don't think he was the biggest culprit in the first quarter. I think DeRozan's defense and Valanciunas's inability to grab rebounds and things like that in the first quarter was not, like, Jonas had zero rebounds, has zero rebounds so far, and got benched. Like, you can't have that. The Bucks, again, are a shit rebounding team. You can't just, like, get out-rebounded by them. Right now, just an update, 7:09 left in the third quarter. The Raptors, Kyle Lowry's at the line, has a chance to bring this to within 26, so that's good.
Did he miss the first one?
Oh, yes, it's within 26 now. It's officially the Raptors are outscoring the Bucks in the third quarter, so that's very good. Yeah, Corey Joseph has looked like ass too. He's not been very good in the series. I think that's why DeLon Wright's gotten minutes. Like, Corey Joseph can't really defend anyone out there right now. I mean, he gets matched up against Middleton all the time, and Tony Snell's going crazy. This is all so bad.
The Raptors just have to be assertive offensively, and they were for the most part in game two. And they have to recognize that the Bucks, like they say in the broadcast, like, they're going to pack the paint. The arms are obviously an issue at the rim, and they're going to give the Raptors open shots from the outside because the Raptors haven't made threes at a pretty high clip since the All-Star break, so obviously you're picking the lesser of two evils there. But they've made 14 in Game 2, and I think they're going to have to make, like, 12-plus to win games in this series. And again, you have to play guys who are going to make those shots and be confident enough to take them. And Ibaka was great. Patterson was good in Game 2 on that front, but they just need assertive offense to create those shots. And like we said earlier, like, DeRozan has to know what to do when he's trapped. Lowry has to get his shots, you know, when he has them available to open things up. And everybody just looks so timid right now. And that's, like, not what you want to see against a super young Bucks team, especially their starting lineup. Like, why does this continue to happen with this team? Like, why? Where is the sense of leadership? Where is the veteran presence? Like, this is the fourth straight year they've gone to the playoffs. Why does this feel like the first game that they've ever played in the postseason? Like, I just don't understand the answers to questions like that.
Yeah, it honestly felt like they were shook by like how crazy the Milwaukee crowd was, and that's just weird.
Yeah, that's insane. Why that's is insane. That insane? Yeah.
Like the broadcast saying the first quarter, the reason they were down 20 is because it was loud. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, I mean it was like, very loud.
I guarantee you, playing in Cleveland last year, it was probably just as loud. Mm-hmm. Like Cleveland has an incredible home crowd.
Yeah. And they're very loud with the game ops, too. So, I don't know, man. Like,
you should be prepared for loud game ops, if anything.
What do you guys make of DeRozan's game? He's got 8 points on 0 of 6 shooting and 8 of 8 from the line. Sure. Sure.
I think it's bad. I think his game is bad. I wish he would put in, like, at least some effort on defense. Like, he plays, like, he stands on the baseline halfway between the box and the three-point line and just stands there on the weak side, and then when somebody on the weak side catches the ball for a shot, he just takes like one step and puts a hand up. Like, I would at least like to see at least some effort to guard the basketball when it comes to your side. That would be nice.
Yeah, PJ Tucker needs to like threaten him again, I think.
Literally. Like, where's the last 10 games of the regular season DeMar on defense?
Yeah.
Where has he gone?
I wish I had any explanation. Like, okay, the prevailing sentiment in my mentions was, Dwayne Casey's a fucking idiot. Oh, fire Casey. Blah. Like,
he can't help guys not giving a shit.
Yeah, like, the Raptors have just played like ass. The players have been terrible. And yes, Casey can have a bad coaching game. That doesn't just make him a bad coach. And that's the thing that angers me the most. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I disagree with his decision to alter the rotation and not have Ibaka with the second unit to start the second quarter. Yeah, that was dumb. But like, it doesn't make him a bad coach or erase all the good he's done. And I don't know, man, people are just losing their freaking minds. And here's the thing too, is just like, everyone is just like, Kevin O'Connor is retweeting his piece about the Raptors blowing it up. Like, come on. Like, this
get
is
that
not
traffic going. Get that traffic.
Which
going.
One? Yeah, which one? He's done like 5 this week.
Yeah.
And Kevin O'Connor just wants to be a GM so badly. Make a wish.
I just don't understand like the need to be the first person to declare the team dead. That's really dumb. Like, we've seen, like, has anyone watched sports in 2016 and 2017? Like, like, sports happen all the time, and the Raptors are by no means like done in this series that they lose this game. I don't get the sort of need to instantly sort of eulogize them. That's kind of where people got, like, I was just like, please stop with the Casey takes. Like, relax, it's a one game thing. And then everyone attacked me for, I don't know, being too happy, being too positive, not being fatalistic enough. I don't know.
Yeah, like, if we had Brad Stevens as the coach of this team, is it this bad?
Yeah. Also, yeah.
Honestly.
The Celtics are down 2-0, so none of this is all that bad.
Yeah, we're not the worst top seed right now. We got a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm holding out hope with right now.
And they're, like, they're a better team. That's the thing. Like, the Bucks are, I don't know what Jason Kidd is doing. I don't know why Jason Kidd becomes, like, playoff Whitman reincarnate in the playoffs against the Raptors. I don't know what he's doing to Kyle. Like, Kyle Lowry has just had like 3 dudes in his face the entire series. And it's like, okay, what's he supposed to do? I mean, Lowry's been, yeah, again, like the best Raptor tonight. But like, you repeatedly see him like get the ball. He tries to get into a pick and roll, and there's just 3 dudes swarming him. And I don't know what you're supposed to do with that because he's so small. And maybe that's a limitation of Lowry as a player, but like, he can't find the pass out of there. Maybe it's a matter of, you know, having DeRozan initiate things more so he can scan the floor and sort of operate with his height and get things moving that way. Like, he was really good. Both of them were really good in game 2 of just moving out of the traps quickly and getting the ball going to the weak side. That was just, it was so successful. Serge Ibaka had like 3 threes in the start of the fourth quarter just because of that. And like, I don't know how it just changed. Like, the Bucks aren't doing anything differently. It's maddening. I don't know. Yeah. What's the worst? What's the best thing someone has tweeted at you tonight? I think someone tonight called me or texted or tweeted at me that the Raptors are the most miserable or most embarrassing team in pro sports. And I said, Then I said, let me introduce you to the Knicks. And he came back with, at least they know they're bad. The Raptors are gold plated covered feces.
Maybe the Raps should run the triangle for the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It might work.
Oh, my God. Norm Powell is trending in Canada? Why? What's Norman Powell going to do in this series?
Go hard to the bucket every play.
Yeah, just head down into, like, 3 Bucks rim protectors?
At least you know he's going to try. I got the best tweet I got was this guy who said, "Fuck yeah, how can we get outplayed by a bunch of young bucks? So many pointed traps experience, where the fuck is it?"
Oh my god.
So furious. I love the rage.
I have another one here too. I'm trying to find it. It was an intense one. Some guy, lifelong Raptors fan, won't watch another game this season. Okay. And I was like, you realize this is a 7-game series, right? He's like, I have better things to do. Like, why have you been cheering for the Raptors your entire life then? If you have better things to do.
Go Leafs, go!
Oh my god. No.
Can you imagine if you went down to this game? Like, Milwaukee is closer, I think, to me. Oh, no, that's probably not true. It's probably, like, equal. Like, Milwaukee would be closer to me, for me, than going to Toronto.
Yeah.
So, like, this would have been the series where I actually go to a playoff game. And I can't even imagine what would happen if I paid money to see this.
Where's the... Because Nov Bhatia is there. I want a Nov cam. We haven't gotten a shot of him yet. I don't know if he made it through that first half.
Dude's got to be gone by now.
Oh, man. I'm just kind of rolling through my mentions here. There's some dark stuff coming through. Just all caps. Fuck Casey Lowry DeRozan.
Yes.
That's the take.
All of them.
Yes.
Are fans overreacting to this game, or is this the beginning of the end of their playoff hopes? I think they're overreacting to this game. Like, maybe they lose this series. Again, it's a 7-game series. I don't know the urge to, like, say it's over right now, to be the smartest person who said first that it was over. Like, fuck that.
What if they lose the series and don't win another game, though? Is that different than if it goes 6 or 7?
I think if they lose this series anyway, there could be some, like, serious sort of changes coming this summer. And, like, if they lose in 7, and it's a disappointment no matter what, I think. Because they're supposed
totally
to win the series.
Oh, it's totally a disappointment
no matter what. And I think, like, people are going to lose their minds no matter what. Like, I don't think a hard-fought Game 7 where they lose, a la the Nets series, is going to leave people with, like, happy feelings going into the offseason. Oh, my God, this is so bad.
Like, I don't think the Bucks have really, like, they've obviously turned up a notch from their regular season selves, but we haven't seen, like, the stupendous breakout series from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, this is just what he is, and, like, Chris Middleton is basically playing to the high end of what you would expect him to. But it's not like these guys are playing, like, out of their minds.
Well, yeah, considering,
imagine if Jabari was around too.
Considering basketball Twitter thinks Chris Middleton is Scottie Pippen, I mean. He's doing exactly that.
Well, like, what I'm saying is the Raptors are clearly playing down to the Bucks more than the Bucks are playing up.
Yeah, the Bucks haven't, like, done, like, it's not like they're making, like, adjustments or anything. They're not, like, you know, out, you know, tacticking Dwayne Casey yet. They're just kind of doing the same thing over and over again. I think this is very much just, like, there's only so much preparation the coaching staff can do. Like, hey, they're going to trap you. Do this to get out of the trap. Okay, bring this guy up along with the screener to have another outlet for the pass. Okay. And then it's like, the players can't do that. Like, how is that on the coaches? Like, there's so many people in here just, like, shitting on Casey. I don't know, like, what's Casey supposed to do?
Scheme up a solution. Bruno in.
Yeah.
What's that? Put Bruno in?
Put Bruno in.
Yeah.
He's not shy. I mean, he'll shoot it.
Is he there today?
No. He's inactive.
He's got to rest up for the finals.
Yeah, hey, Raptors 905. They're going to the finals against.
But we got to be positive.
The Rio Grande Valley Vipers.
Oh, so is that that's the Rockets team, isn't it? They're going to shoot 53s a game.
It's okay. The 905 will defend those threes. I don't know. I have no idea about the D League.
Jonas got a rebound, so.
So yeah, here's like a. Oh, excellent.
3:27 left in the third. He got one rebound.
Fantastic. That's a Bargnani right there.
Oh, my God. Oh, that makes me want to cry. Here's another one. It's the coach's job to get the players prepared. These guys can't even run a proper screen and roll, so miss me with that. This is me saying miss me with the Casey takes. He just said that it's the players, not the coach, with his retort to me. That doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know. Should we put out a call for questions, maybe?
Like, does anybody watch film, though? Like,
that's the thing.
And, like, they did it. They did it in game two. Like, I don't understand.
I don't think there's anything else, like, other than maximizing the lineups a little better. Like, I don't know what they're, like, and I don't even think that would have helped. Like, even the best lineups for the Raptors today have been ass. So, I don't know. Did the Cavs win?
Yeah.
Well,
they did. See, hope is still alive for the Raptors. The Cavs went into the second half.
To go to the second round and get swept by LeBron?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Cleveland's turned it on. It doesn't matter anymore. I don't know. Are you guys worried about what this could mean if they lose, for like what's going to happen in the offseason? I think even if they win this series, I think this series is definitely kind of hinted at Valanciunas probably being the odd man out this summer if they can offload him somewhere, because
Jakob Poeltl, anyone's going to take the Carroll contract.
Yeah, well, Jakob Poeltl looks very good as a backup center already, and Ibaka is clearly best at center, and the Raptors' best lineups have been with Ibaka at center. So I just think Valanciunas is the easy guy to pluck out and maybe not, and like save some money and not, I don't know, lose too much. Carroll, I think he'll have to attach something, or just like, as Casey would say, take him out to the woodshed.
I think both those guys they need to get rid of.
Senior swag daddy.
Maybe Sacramento or like Orlando or one of those stupid teams like with the stupid GMs, maybe they'll take.
Do you think the Bulls?
Like, there's just a lot of stupid NBA teams. Every time you think like, oh, nobody's gonna unload that contract, and then they give you Serge Ibaka for Terrence Ross and a first. Like,
yeah, they could use Terrence Ross right now.
Yo, Terrence Ross would get buckets in this game, fam.
Dude, I did a podcast with Bucks guys before the series, and they were like relieved that Terrence Ross wasn't with the Raptors anymore because he always destroyed the Bucks. Always. It could be nice. I'm wearing his jersey right now. Can't give up
Bucks killers.
What's that?
Can't give up Bucks killers.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's a commercial break. The Raptors are down 30 with 2:44 left in the third. So the comeback that I predicted at halftime is not going to happen, it seems.
Well, how long is a flight from Indianapolis to Milwaukee for LeBron? Won't the Cavs want to face us next round instead of Milwaukee?
I don't even.
They would want to help. They would want to help out. Honestly.
Again, though, I don't think this series is over. Like,
Sean, come on, man. It's done.
No, it's not. Stupid. Like,
they were literally two missed threes away from being down 3-0 right now. Like two, not even contested threes. Like Malcolm Brogdon open for 2 to 3 seconds with 20 seconds left in the game, with all the time in the world to put up a practice jumper, and he missed by about half an inch. And then Dellavedova missing by an inch. Like, that's how close they are to being down 3-0 right now.
Here's the thing. They're close to being down 3-0 because two guys who probably shouldn't make threes like that miss threes. Like, I think Matthew Dellavedova missing a three is not a surprise to anybody. I don't know why people are like, oh, man. It's not like they left fucking Tony Snell open. That's a depressing thing to say.
They did leave him open. They did at the 103 mark. They left him wide open.
It's not like they left Middleton open either, right? It's like, if you're going to have a guy shooting open three, Brogdon or Dellavedova is probably the guy you want. And I don't know, like, again, game two was fine. The Raptors were good in game two. The Bucks were just also good. I don't know why people are like, man, the Bucks are so much better than the Raptors. They've dominated the entire series. Like, they haven't. They dominated the second half of game one, and they were annoying for, like, six-minute spurts coming back in game two, and they kicked the shit out of the Raptors tonight. So, I don't know.
But then, on the other hand, you say that, but, like, this is now a 4-year repeating trend. So, I mean, how long do you want to keep dealing with this shit?
Well, like, okay, what is it?
Of just flat performances in the playoffs.
Well, what do you think?
Lowry and DeRozan being inconsistent on a game-to-game basis.
So what do you make of this series as it relates to Lowry? If the Raptors lose, how do you feel about Lowry this summer?
This is so hard.
No difference. I think they needed a coaching change at this point if they lose this series. Yeah. I don't care what you think of Casey. I think that if they lose this series, you need to change it up.
That's fair.
And I think that Lowry, it's non-negotiable. I think they still need to go after him. Because what are you going to do without him? You're going to build around DeRozan and then, you know,
DeLon, baby.
Pieces around? Like, there's just not enough flexibility, even with Lowry not in the contract, like, to build something good. Like, it's at the point in the NBA where if you have a top 15 guy, there's no point in letting him go for nothing. Like,
do you worry that he will not want to stay?
No.
See that? I'm kind of torn on it.
You think he's going to go to Philly?
Well, yes.
I don't think he's going to go to Philly to play with a bunch of children.
Trash. Yeah. But if the people turning on him and the bullshit trade Lowry signs and all the hate he's taken, like,
that's what worries me.
Like, I'm going like 9/11 conspiracy theory on that, because I'm pretty sure that was a sponsored sign.
Yeah, what is, okay, let's get into that, because this game is still a 30-point game with 2 minutes left in the third quarter, because everything sucks. So let's get into those Ford signs. What the fuck was that about?
Yeah, because there was a Raps and Four sign too, wasn't there?
Yeah, but there was also a trade Lowry sign. Yeah. Like, is Ford just, like, making...
Chuck Hayes font. So, Ford sponsors the, I don't know, some aspect of it, and they provided the signs. So I'm pretty sure that I didn't find any actual proof that they were all sponsor-provided, but I think, like, there was just, like, this goofy set of weird, like, jokey signs that people were holding up.
Is there, like, like a Ford, like, you just, like, print your own sign kind of thing? Like, design your own sign? Is that, maybe that's
possibly,
it?
Possibly, yeah, maybe.
But the person running that booth say, no. Really?
No, it was probably, like, a 16-year-old, like, hey, buddy, put whatever you want. It's like the Dairy Queen guy, you can just put whatever you want in the cake. They'll do it.
It's a 32-point game now. The Raptors are good. 4 of 16 from 3. So that's good.
Mitch had a good comparison with Greg Monroe and Karl Malone, because it's pretty accurate.
Do you guys have the box score up in front of you right now?
I can pull it up.
Let's rank how depressing each person's stat line is, from most depressing from least depressing to most depressing.
Least depressing?
Okay. Yeah. So least depressing, okay, I would say.
It's got to be DeLon's minus 5 with 7 points.
Yeah. Absolutely, DeLon is the least depressing. Pirtle with 3 minutes and a no points and 2 rebounds and a minus 7 is probably number 2.
Yeah.
Tucker?
He's easily a minus 13.
He hasn't taken a shot.
Yeah.
That's a good night. On this night, that's a good night. That shows veteran leadership.
All right, so
Jason Terry. Okay, we're fine.
Actually, no. Let's give Ibaka the third place. He's 3 of 8 from the field. At least he's got a tech and is showing some sort of, I don't know, feeling.
He should have gotten himself tossed so he was fresh, because he looked flat again tonight. There was no lift.
I was expecting the second half for him to be amazing, and that's why I made the comeback comment. But still, 6 points, that's pretty good by Raptor standards tonight.
Hey. Norm's in.
DeMar has two blocks tonight?
What's the lowest point total in a game this season? Are they going to set it?
Will they get to 60 points?
Like, I don't think they will.
The third quarter just ended. It's 78-46. I think we can just stick with you till the end of the game, right? Is that fine?
Yeah.
You guys don't have to go anywhere?
I have nothing to do.
All right. You figured garbage time. Figure garbage time will go quickly. No, like, the Raptors are at 46 points right now. What would you okay, let's put it like a, let's just put bet up. Let's just bet on it. I would say the Raptors finish with 71 points.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How are they gonna get to 71 points?
Because DeLon Wright's gonna play a lot in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but, like, even if, say they throw out Spencer Hawes, Seledovich, John Henson, and Rashad Vaughn, that lineup's going to lock us down.
I'm saying
there's gonna arms block everything.
I'm saying 71. Mitch, what's your guess? I don't know what the stakes are.
57 points.
You think they're going to score 11 fourth-quarter points mostly garbage time?
He's
going
to put all the stars on the bench and leave JV out there, because JV's only had 12 minutes. He needs some run.
Yes, because he deserves so many more minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And he got 4 rebounds in that quarter.
He's gonna be so tired. It's a short break. It's a 36-hour break. He's going to be washed if he plays this fourth quarter.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I run with a better gait than Jonas Valanciunas.
Oh, I love watching JV run. It is the highlight of my day.
What is what's your guess, John? So I'm at 71. Mitch is 57. We're not doing Price is Right rules, just closest to.
Well, it's 12, 18, and 16. I think they'll get 22, so 68.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to this at the end of the show. Good Lord. Can we fast forward this game?
How did Rosen go 0 of 8 from the field? I mean, really.
He just looked like he didn't really want to go to the rim at all.
We're afraid of a dude who played OSBA basketball in Orangeville last year. Like, my God.
Yeah, Thon Maker looks really good. He's going to be a problem. And also, the Bucks are going to be so goddamn good. Like,
They're the one seat next year.
They're going to be absurd in a couple years, man.
No, Celtics are going to be the one seed next year.
That one pick's averaging 30 and 15.
Which team finishes eighth and beats the Celtics in the first round next year?
The Raptors. Oh, that's a good question. The Raptors without Lowry? Okay, but seriously, back to the Lowry thing.
Yeah.
I think if Joel Embiid had played maybe 50, 60 games and gotten off the minutes restriction, I think that's a real threat in the offseason. I think if there's like any semblance of him becoming a player and not like the next Greg Oden, I think Lowry probably leaves.
Yeah.
I can see that for sure.
That's fair. I just don't really
think... I don't think there's any way. I don't think there's any alternative for him.
Houston's scary.
Yeah, I guess so. But like, would that
work? I don't think he would want to go back to Houston.
I don't know. It's not like McHale's
there. How much room do the Bucks have? He could pull a Durant.
Oh my God.
They need a point guard.
That's the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Lowry, though, like around Midwestern, like, food, though? in his 30s, making $25 million a year.
Oh, yeah. So thick.
What is Midwestern food? I guess you know, John. I guess it's just like...
cheese curds.
Eastern European-inspired stuff? Pierogies?
They had for real four specialty hot dogs at this game three. And one of them had tater tots on them.
Oh, I can use that right now.
Milwaukee is a place. I don't know. A place I don't think I'd want to go.
It's not a good...
Okay, a question from James Gleason. Death? Good option right now?
Nah, you want to watch LeBron in the next round.
And Giannis, apparently.
Yeah, that's a duel.
Yeah. I'm really like...
I'm not watching any more Eastern Conference. For real, I'm not watching any more Eastern Conference games after this.
You're not watching the Bulls?
I'm close to becoming a Wizards fan.
Oh, God.
They're fun, I guess, but not yet.
I think they'll
be fun when they play LeBron.
I think if the Bucks win, I'll probably root for the Bucks. Because I feel like we've been kind of missing out on the... I mean, I'm okay missing out on the wave of support for the Bucks and Giannis. I mean, it's great. He's awesome, but like... it's just a giant circle jerk on NBA Twitter. But like, having no stakes left in the second round if the Raptors are out, like, I can get on board with the Bucks. They're good and fun, and it'll make me feel better if they go on and win the title. Like, oh, we lost to the eventual champions. I'm like really regretting my decision to drink myself into oblivion last night watching the Leaf game. Because I feel like death today, and I couldn't stomach any more alcohol. But I probably should have saved it for tonight.
Beers with the Leafs, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, we got to watch them Leafers and the puck. Oh. Go watch some puck. Got pucks deep. Oh, my God.
At least you guys get to feel like what it's like to have playoff hockey.
Before we get to the next question, I forgot, we got to finish ranking the sadness of the stat line so far.
The Joseph line is the worst.
Joseph has, oh my God, 16 minutes, 2 points, 3 assists, 1-5 shooting, and a minus 22. DeRozan's, worse. DeRozan's is worse.
Can we stop and point out that the Raptors have made 13 shots, so there's 11 minutes and 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter?
Haven't they assisted on more than half of them, though?
No, they're 6 of 13, so they're right around their season average for assist percentage.
Ah, damn.
They made 13 shots.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're now down by 32. It's 80-48. So my 71 is already looking rough.
Told you, man. 57.
So, okay. Who's the fourth best line after Tucker? You got Wright, Pirtle, Tucker. Or Wright, Pirtle, Ibaka, Tucker. So fifth.
Lowry.
I think it might be Damari.
Oh, my God.
He's 1-4. He has 2 blocks and 2 steals.
He's got 2 blocks.
He's got 2 blocks.
Oh, young Thon, or old Thon, I guess.
Thon is old Thon. Come on.
I want to see the tape on those blocks. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, that seems fake.
Yeah, that's not real.
That's just sympathetic scoring. I guess Norm is in there. They just took a minute away from his minute total played. Looking at the if he's at four, they took it down to three. I don't know why. Glitch on the ESPN scoreboard. These are the things you notice when you're watching a trash game.
Anti-Canadian bias.
Yeah. yeah, I guess Norm at, you know, 5 points in 3 minutes, one of two from the field, he might move up right below the right zone.
Maybe he's going two. To the basket every play, missing every layup in very Norm fashion.
Lowry's at a good 10 points on 3 of 9 shooting, one of four from deep. No rust whatsoever.
Oh my, Greg Monroe is Karl Malone.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I would say DeMar's got the most depressing. Jonas, not very good, although he's adding boards, which is cool. Patterson, not very good. 1 of 5 from the field. A couple of just, like, terrible misses. Like, there was one where DeLon Wright passed up a layup to give it to Patterson for a missed 12-footer. That just, like, it was almost a wedgie. It was that bad. Yeah, he's a minus 21. Raptors are down by 29. They're catching up. They're making moves. Yeah, Lowry working through the paint, scared of the rim again. Gets it up to DeLon. DeLon backs down. He passes out again because, of course, he's
okay. What's JV gonna do here?
Jonas on
Monroe. Are we doing a second screen? Are we doing a second screen now?
This yeah, is... call me Nate Duncan.
This is probably copyright infringement.
Well, it is now that Mitch said Nate Duncan.
I'm doing it for the amusement of other NBA blogger Kevin Young across the room from me.
Oh, Kevin's in the room?
Yeah, he's here to watch Grizzlies because he's too cheap to afford cable.
Oh, Kyle just hit an open three. It is now a 26-point game. So that's good.
Why is Kyle still in the game?
I have no idea.
Because Kyle didn't play the last half of the season. He's fresh.
I actually do subscribe to that belief. I don't care if he plays right now. It's fine. He's only played 31 minutes. Oh, my God. A lot of questions came in. Okay.
Yeah, we got a lot of questions.
At Steups. No way this team comes back next year, right? Like, they just fold the team?
Yeah, 905 gets promoted, we get relegated.
Give me that CJ Leslie. Does Stack just take Casey's job, too? Like, they just swap jobs, too?
Sure, I'm not against it. Yeah. Sure. You earned it.
I think most of this team comes back next year. I mean, maybe they think twice about Ibaka if things go horribly. I mean, if they lose in 5 games, do they blow the whole thing up? I don't know.
It's not Ibaka's fault.
No, it's not. Ibaka is the only guy in the series. Ibaka looks bored playing a first-round series against the Bucks. I mean, this dude has had some serious... Like, this is the lowest leverage playoff series he maybe ever played. And it obviously...
See, people say this. People say, like, oh, Serge Ibaka's been in a huge game. But, like, he wasn't, like, an impactful player in huge games. Like, he was just there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Like, is that a hot take?
He doesn't I think have, it's like, a hot take. His defense, like,
finals experience.
I mean, he was really good in that finals, from what I remember.
Yeah, but he was behind two preeminent talents.
And, like, last year in that Spurs comeback and the Warriors series, he was amazing. And those were two of the most intense series I've ever seen. He was incredible defensively.
But, like, I mean, you could say the same for P.J. Tucker, who played in Eastern Europe, where people are probably throwing batteries and shit at him. So, like... I don't know, that argument kind of runs thin.
I guess. They should
just sign Tucker to Lowry's contract. That wouldn't be a bad choice.
If they don't bring him back, I'm going to be very upset.
I guarantee you there will be Raptors fans who would be happy at that. It's the same crowd who thought you should bring back Biombo over DeRozan last year, and those people are idiots, but people would absolutely be okay with that, which is very depressing.
I think Biombo could have made a shot tonight.
Can they stretch provision Damari Carroll?
Is that a thing still?
That's still a thing, I think.
A, that would get them out of Damari Carroll. And yeah. B, then when I'm like 32 years old and I'm still doing this, I can go on a podcast and be like, yeah, they're still fucking paying Damari Carroll.
Senior swag daddy.
Oh my God. Next question.
When he's literally a senior.
Next question from Lil Mo 23. I'm very upset. Lil Mo changed his handle from VTech Poppy to Welp Welpington III.
Can you blame him?
This lost karma for robbing the Bucks in that Grievous trade? Maybe. We don't really know what the pick's going to be yet. So we could get something even worse. We could draft like a Harry Giles who never plays. So it could get even worse.
Please don't take Harry Giles.
I don't know. I don't have any. Yeah, who are the Raptors going to take in the first round, Mitch? This is where we've gotten to.
See, I don't know because you have so many rookies already. Like, what are you going to do? Draft another power forward?
Well, they won't be rookies next year.
I know, but like they're essentially rookies.
But it's good to, I don't know, I kind of like having a million young guys on the end of the bench for cheap. I have no problem with them taking dudes.
Okay, but if they, say they draft another wing, yeah, or another big, who gets bumped?
Damari Carroll.
But that, no one's going to take him.
I mean, you might just have to cut your losses and just give them to a team with cap space and get nothing back. And maybe throw in Bebe or something.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Bebe's really, I love Bebe first half of the year, and now I just don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next question from Rob Oldham. Good guy. Went to journalism school with him. What does Masai do if they blow this series? Is this potentially franchise altering? I don't know if it is to the same degree that like last year was. Like last year, I think if the Raptors had lost to the Pacers, like I think Casey's gone. I think Lowry might be gone in a trade. I think they maybe reconsider bringing back DeRozan. I think this year, just they have so much invested in it. I don't know if they can just blow it all up. I think they still ride it up for one more year. Because it's really hard to just, like, give up on a really good era of basketball. As much as the playoffs have sucked lately, or in this game in particular, I mean, like, there's still the window there where they could be competitive and good. And
oh, totally. Like, you have to ask yourself, despite this, would you rather be watching a team like the Kings every night?
Would you rather have Phil Jackson running your goddamn team into the ground? Like, there's so many worse situations you could be in. I don't know. So I don't think it's as potentially franchise-altering as last year would have been if they lost to the Pacers, but I guess the potential still looms with Lowry being a free agent. I think the only way Lowry doesn't come back, as you mentioned, is like he just walks and doesn't want to come back. But I think money will probably speak to him, and I think the five-year deal that he'll definitely get and piss off a lot of people. Those people are idiots too, by the way, but I think that will make people upset. Next question... this one comes from Constantine Rokas. Sorry. At what point do the Raptors look at their playoff troubles, bumbling to the conference finals, and not talk about coaching change? Again, I don't think this is really Casey, but I guess there's an argument for that. I don't know.
It's time.
It might be. If they lose this series, maybe you do it. I just don't know if you can tie all the struggles to Casey. Like, maybe the players are just flawed, and... And that, if that's the case, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't think you can put it on Masai. Like, Masai's just ridden out, like, a really good, you know, run of, you know, great play for the last few years here. And, like, he hasn't really, like, I mean, he's been able to sort of do things on the margins, but he hasn't, like, altered the sort of complexion of the team in his own image just yet. He hasn't really had the opportunity to. They got accidentally good in his first season, and it's been that way ever since. So, I think, I mean, I'm interested... Like, I don't think it's going to happen this summer, and I still think the Raptors are... I would still pick the Raptors to win this series, as dumb as that sounds. I'm the dumb optimist, though. I still think the Raptors should probably pull this out, but... I don't know. I think... What the hell was I talking about? Masai. I don't know. I think, yeah, maybe if things go horribly, he gets to start the rebuild he maybe wanted to start 4 years ago. And if that's the case, I trust Masai to do that. And whatever. Anything to add? I'm just answering the questions myself at this point.
I think
welcome to Locked On Raptors.
You have to give up on the traditional center. I think that the Jonas age is over. I think that they would need Ibaka to play full-time center, which isn't a bad thing. I think that's where the NBA is going anyway, and you still could get Patterson to come back.
Had Thonmaker sealed in the restricted area, missed the layup.
Hey, it's down to 25 now. Also, Mitch's prediction for points is out.
Ah, I know.
Yeah.
It's out.
Next question. It looks like the Raps had figured out the Bucks' aggressive trapping last game. This game was brutal. Do they have any answer for this D? I think they do, because I don't think the Bucks said anything differently. John?
I don't. Why are you putting me on the spot?
Yeah, well, like, if the Bucks didn't do anything differently, why couldn't they figure it out? You know what I mean? Why, like,
because playoff Lowry and DeRozan, blur. ass.
Well, exactly. But are they going to come out and play like game two, or are they going to play like this again? So, I don't know.
Blow it up. Build around DeLon.
I'm okay with that at this point.
Oh, Norm.
Oh, hey. Nice.
That's why Norm got in the game.
just to end lives with dunks. What was your prediction, John? 66 points, 68?
Yeah, they're going to pass 66.
Excellent.
They're going to get to like 75. 68.
Oh, hey, nice. Giannis dunk. I haven't seen that before. I was beginning to forget what that looked like.
You guys are so far ahead of me.
Next one from Brett Yule. Never mind, that's not a question. That's just a statement. Kevin O'Brien. Is it time for Raptors fans to crack each other's heads open and feast on the goo inside? Good lord.
Wow. That's a bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's extra. That's extra.
Next one here from TO Sports 95. Does DC change the starters next game after the rough start shook their confidence?
Well, you would think so, but this is Dwayne Casey.
Yeah.
Why would you change a starting lineup?
I am going to call it. I think he's going to start Kyle, DeMar, PJ, Pat, and Ibaka.
That's I'll give my you guess. $20 if he does that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Like, honestly.
I won't give you anything if I'm wrong, but you can give me $20 if he does that.
Done, because it's not going to happen.
I'm calling it. I think it will.
He can't change it. I don't think he can handle changing a rotation.
I mean, he hasn't really been able. He's been changing the rotation every game since Lowry got back.
I mean, starting-wise. Like, is he going to insert Carroll in the Tucker role off the bench? Because that's an effect.
Well, that's not fair. I think he would put Tucker in, but I don't think he would ever bench Valanciunas. Where is he going to play him? Like, if I'm Dwayne Casey, like, if you bench him, when's he going to come in and play?
On a second unit.
He can't handle Monroe. For some reason, Monroe outpowers him, even though he's like three times his size. Thon Baker gets around him like a cobra.
The Raptors are currently playing Jakoproto with Valanciunas.
Yeah, Twin Towers. Just go big.
2006 all over again. We're going all in on the white guys.
I'm calling it. The starters...
that year they had maybe three American guys on the team.
I thought that was cool, but I was 16, so... It's like, oh, they found a new way to win. They found the white guys.
I'm calling it, though. Change of starting lineup next game, I'm going to call it. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm saying Tucker for Carroll, for sure.
And I think Ibaka at center. I think he's going to do it.
I doubt it.
Damari.
It's going to happen. Next one comes from Jam Chunks at Smoke'em Yoke'em. Why?
420 Blaze It.
Why? With multiple H's and Y's. Yeah.
Why is that your at name? That's what I have to say to that.
Yeah.
Bob Masternak. Should Carroll be guarding the freak at all when the Raptors have two better options in Pat and Tucker? No.
Good observation, yes. You should be coaching, Bob. Why don't you coach?
William Blythe, 8. Over under 3 starters on this year's roster on the team next year.
Ooh, 3. Ooh.
That's good.
Can I go with a push?
Yeah, I think it's exactly 3.
I think it's DeMar, Kyle, and Ibaka back, and then Carroll Valanciunas probably Gonzo.
I would hope.
Yeah. It's a 30-point game now, by the way. It's 93-63.
I'm a pessimist, so I'm going to say over. I'm going to say over, but it should be push.
Ooh, that's a spicy one.
Well, yeah.
Who's back? Who do you think's gone then?
I think they'll probably bring JV back.
Well, what team would buy JV?
That's the thing. There's no team that's like actively needing a large ground-bound center.
Yeah, well, OKC has Cantor. They don't need another one.
I mean, if he can shoot threes, I guess.
In November, there were a lot of like Nurkic comparisons, and then Nurkic became good. So if we could like push that narrative over the summer.
So we send him to Denver to recreate what the Nurkic and Jokic front court should have been.
What about the
Suns? Or just recreate that here.
Yeah?
Just bench him permanently, and then teams will be like, ooh, who's this secret weapon?
Lithuanian Lightning.
I'm so sick of Devlin, man. Like, oh my god. Like, him in a 30-point game is just the worst thing of all time.
In fairness, what is he supposed to do?
Well, yeah. I know you're a team employee, and you can't be like Jack, who's employed by the network, and just rip the team, but stop with this, there's a chance.
It sounds like me. I'm Devlin of NBA of Raptors Twitter, apparently. So, yeah, again, Giannis, 19.7 of 10 shooting. Like, not the crazy Giannis game that you would have expected in a 30-point loss.
Well, he didn't have to try after, like...
Yeah, like, Mike Beasley's high as shit, draining threes.
That one that went in, that was the death knell, when it was, like, 29-12, and the three bounced, like, off the top of the fucking backboard and in. It's like, okay, yeah, this is over. Next one here from Evan, at Evan Higgs. With Ibaka the only one doing anything, does this impact the chance of him re-signing? Rest of the team seems to fold when they start losing. Those seem like two independent statements, but I think Ibaka will be back either way. I don't think they would have made the trade if there wasn't sort of a winky-winky deal there. And again, like, where is he going to sign elsewhere? Teams don't really like, there aren't many teams that, like, build through free agency anymore, man. It just doesn't really happen because free agents don't really become free. That was, I don't know. And, like, it's more financially prudent to just kind of develop your own guys and wait till you can get a star. So if you're not a star, like, I don't think Ibaka is going to go get a max from someone else. I think he makes the most sense to get a max from the Raptors, who desperately need him. But are you guys at all, like, would you guys be upset if he left?
Yeah.
Well, very.
Yeah, he's good, man. Hi, Kevin.
I want to get a sports psychologist for this team. Like, Ibaka and Tucker are the newest players, but they try the hardest. It seems like everybody who's been here for at least 6 months just gets like this, like, I don't know, like wax paper of apathy over them, and they just stop being able to try. And like, is that coaching? Because I feel like it's coaching.
Here's the thing, like,
is it knowing DeRozan and Lowry are taking 70% of the team's field goals?
But like, Westbrook's guys play for him, and Westbrook seems like a total asshole to play with.
Hey, Lowry's 2 of 5 from three. That's good. The Raptors have made 20 field goals now.
Well, if this was a college game, that would be okay.
Yeah, 20 field goals to the 36 made by the Bucks. So. Good God.
Rashawn Vaughn.
What did Rashawn Vaughn do?
Hit a three.
Oh, God. This is...
Oh, boy.
Incredibly depressing. Okay, what if the Raptors were to get rid of Dwayne Casey? Which, I still am a Casey guy. I think he's done a really good job, and I think... Here's the thing. I think people overvalue what coaches do anyway. Like, it's the easiest thing to pick apart, so that's what people do, is they... Oh, the coaches must be bad. Rah, 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 I'm smart. Rah, rah, rah. Brad Stevens should be fired. Rah, he's not a good coach. Like, I don't think coaches have as much an impact as people want to think that they do. And I think... Casey's done has value. Maybe it's time to change the message. I don't know. But, like, I still think he's done a good job on the whole. I don't think whatever has happened in this one game changes that. Like, he did a really good job in game two, altering his rotations and, you know, maximizing his lineups. That he didn't do it again today is obviously concerning. But, like, he's not a complete... Like, he's not Randy Whitman. He's not, you know, whoever, Jacques Vaughn. Like, he's not a bad coach.
I think you can only get rid of him if you have an interesting replacement and not just one of these recycled dudes who comes up every couple of years.
Jerry Stackhouse, baby.
Or Vinny Del Negro, like, please no.
Oh, God, no. I don't think they
Lenny
would
Lenny Wilkins?
Who's the coach? Oh, please not George Karl.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I want to read the book about this team.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry and George Karl going at it? Oh, my God.
That would be great.
That would be not the best. Someone got in my mention was like, oh, Stan Van Gundy should be the coach. First of all, Stan Van Gundy is employed by the Detroit Pistons. And also, are we sure Stan Van Gundy is, like, good at his job?
Put Jeff Van Gundy as the head coach.
Oh my God, he'll complain about everything all the time.
I'm fine with that.
I don't like how the media's availability is at 5:45 instead of 5:30. I prefer to do it at 5:30. Oh, we got another question. William Blythe, can we please give up on Jonas? Sure, yeah, yes. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
The first person on Raptors Twitter to ever say something against Jonas. This is good. This is progress. Seriously, the Jonas defense, it died today. He was bad. Although, hey,
Benchip.
11 points, 7 boards. Just, and he's only a minus 12. He's got the best plus minus of the starting lineup.
Double-doubles are a thing. So...
I remember when I used to really care about double doubles. I'd be like angry when Chris Bosh would have like 27 and 9. Like, hey, you could have got the double double.
It's important.
It's super important in mid 2000s NBA 2K. Or I guess NBA Live at that point. 2K was like, when did 2K rise to prominence? Like, kind of turn of the decade.
When EA lost their shit in like 2010 and 2K became really good in 2011.
Actually, I'm convinced EA lost their shit when the new wave of systems came out. So like PS3, Xbox 360. Like they tried to do too much in terms of making things look good and just forgot how to make gameplay good. And that's my theory there. They lost it there and then 2K took over with the better gameplay. This is devolved.
Why are people fouling in this game?
I don't know, just like end it. Hey, Norm Powell went to the rim and got a layup again.
He's up to like 8 points with a plus, a zero plus minus. So that's, I think that's
all right, he's the least depressing lineup. Line, that's good.
Yeah. Baby's got a club trill going, though.
That's great.
So.
It's fantastic. Okay, what's the worst Raptors playoff loss ever?
Is it not this?
No, like they had one.
What do you consider worst loss ever? Like, soul crushing and like, or like actual worst performance?
Like the largest margin of defeat.
It's gotta be this.
Those Vince teams would never lose like this.
Apparently there was a game where the Raptors scored less than the 27 points they got in the first half in, like, 2001.
Oh.
Or 2002 was rough, I think. They got their asses kicked in 2002, right?
That was the Chris Childs year, wasn't it?
No, that was the year. Oh, it might have been. I don't know.
That awful shot, yeah.
Oh, this is a bad team.
Look at Fred VanVleet.
Is he in the game now?
He's trying so hard. Yeah, he's trying so hard.
Okay, hold on here.
Start next year if Lowry walked.
What's that?
Okay.
No, DeLon is better. Start them. Actually, you could start them both. You could start them both. I can't hear anything. What's going on? The internet's not working right now. Or one of your internet's not working. What? You guys sound like Big Waz on the True Hoop Pod. So the Raptors lost a game. This is good. We're going to do the episode sponsor in that random Raptors game right now. How about that? If this box score would come up.
Sure.
The Raptors lost a game on April 21st. It was game one, April 21st, 2002, against the Pistons. The Pistons went to the finals that year, or no?
No.
No, the Nets went that year, didn't they?
Is the Nets year, or is it the Pacers year?
Oh, 2002?
Yeah.
2002?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Nets.
Okay. In this game, the Raptors in the first quarter got outscored 16-9. They ended up losing 85-63. So, a little bit more scoring output. That was
basketball.
It was awful. Holy Christ. So, yeah, this team was particularly ungood. They finished the season 41-41. But this was this a 1-8 matchup? It might have been, because the Pistons were only 51-31, but like that seems like a high seed in the early 2000s Eastern Conference. Anyway.
Well, at least the 0-2 Pistons took care of business, unlike the 2017 Celtics.
Just never forget, the Celtics are still down 2-0. That's the thing to remember here. So, okay. The Raptors game right now, by the way, it's a 29-point game. You're going to know this afterwards anyway. We're just kind of updating you as we go for no reason. But so the Raptors, again, first game one of the 2002 playoffs against the Pistons, they lost 85-63. 11 Raptors played in this game. Mitch, have you ever played this game before?
Yeah, I think so. That's okay. The name of guy, right?
Yeah, you got to go back and forth, whoever gets the most without, you got to do it orderly. Don't just yell at names. You got to be able to... Yeah, so all right, 11 Raptors played in this game. We want to make our episode sponsor for today. Who do we want to make it? I don't know. Let's make it Hakeem Olajuwon. He's never been a sponsor, and he played in this game.
You mean Greg Monroe?
Yes.
Hakeem, 1995, Hakeem Olajuwon, Greg Monroe.
Yeah, Hakeem Monroe came off the bench. He's in 22 minutes. He had 10 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. A 4-7 shooting and a minus 12.
JV's ceiling.
Yeah.
He probably Hakeem probably ran better, let's be honest.
Oh my goodness.
Amir Johnson runs better than Jonas Valanciunas.
Okay, so yeah. 10 other Raptors played in this game other than Hakeem, who came off the bench. Mitch, let's start with you. Who do you got?
Well, Vince Carter.
No.
What? Well, that's why they lost.
He didn't play in this game. Was he injured at this time? Was this the year where they like made a run without him?
Ewing theory.
Yeah, no Vince in this game.
All right.
John, you're up.
Chris Childs.
Yes, Chris Childs came off the bench. 17 minutes, no points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, yeah. Minus 8, 0-4 from the field.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah to all those stats.
He was a regular playoff Kyle Lowry in this one. I'm sorry, Kyle, if you're listening, I didn't mean it. I love you. Please stay. All right,
Trade Mitch. Lowry, sponsored by Ford.
And Chris Childs. It's 1-0, John. Mitch, you're up.
Okay, Mo Pete.
Mo Pete, yeah, he started. He played 26 minutes. This is amazing. 26 minutes, 2 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, 1 of 13 from the field. Oh, 0 of 5 from 3 and a minus 22.
Young DeRozan.
Or current DeRozan, playoff DeRozan.
Yeah.
All right, it's 1-1. John, you're up.
Tony Davis.
Yeah, he played 40 minutes. He had 15 points, 14 boards on 5 of 16 shooting. How does a big man go 5 of 16? And he was minus 18.
The mid-range.
Yeah, unless it's like Jonas offensive putback stuff. I think he had a game last year against the Pacers. He was like 5 of 17, but had like an amazing game.
Okay.
Antonio Davis also had 2 blocks and 1 steal in this game. So good on you, buddy. Yeah, Mitch, you're up.
Oak?
No Oak. The game has just ended, by the way. 104-77. I win the guess how many points they'll finish with. The Raptors finish with their leading scorer, a tie between DeLon Wright and Kyle Lowry. DeLon Wright, 13 points, 4 of 6 shooting, 2 of 3 from deep, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. He's actually kind of good in a low-leverage, no-stakes game. And then Lowry was 4 of 10 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. Whatever. Anyway, back to the game. John, I think you're up. It's 1-1 still? Yeah. It's 1-1.
Alvin Williams.
Yep. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, he started. He played 36 minutes. He had 10 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds on 3 of 12 shooting, 2 of 5 from deep, and a minus 7. 2-1, John. Mitch, you're up.
Who else started?
Oh my god.
He came off the bench.
Oh my. It doesn't make any sense, this starting lineup, especially if you were to see it in 2017, if that's a hint. But this is a hilarious starting lineup, actually, now that I see the final two pieces, and it's all coming together in my brain.
Not Carlos Arroyo.
No, he was on that team. He didn't play in this game, but he was on that team that year.
Ugh. I have no idea.
Are you passing?
Yeah.
All right, John. Chance to go up 3-1.
Like the Bucks
go on Saturday. Like the Warriors.
JYD 1.0.
Yes. JYD 1.0 played 38 minutes, 11 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 4 of 10 from the field, and somehow was a minus 22, despite that pretty decent line.
My lord.
Also, I'm pretty sure Jerome Williams was the starting small forward in this game, so...
Oh, yes, size.
So there's one more big man to get, who played next to Antonio Davis. Oh my god.
Not Keon.
Yeah, Keon.
Damn it.
Yeah, yes. 26 minutes, 3 points, 6 rebounds, 1 block, 5 turnovers, 1 of 5 from the field, and a minus 9. So that's the starting five. Mo Pete, Alvin, Antonio Davis, JYD, and Keon Clark.
Should run that lineup out against the Bucks. That's a lot of size.
Well, lots of length. Trap the shit out of Giannis. All right, you're missing 4 guys off the bench. One of them is kind of easy. The rest are pretty tough. John?
Dell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 points. Sorry, 15 minutes. 2 points. 3 steals, 1 assist, 1 rebound. 1 of 5 shooting. Didn't attempt a 3. Why are you out there, Dell Curry, if you're not shooting 3s? And it was a plus 4. Team best plus 4.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, I think you're looking at garbage time guys now. The bottom 3 guys here. 2 of them share a first name.
Then it's not Vashawn Leonard.
No, it's not. Some defense going on in the background.
Can hear the grindhouse in the background. This is great.
Yeah, it's a much better game. I'm blanking. I don't know. It's going to be a wing, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't even know what the position. One of them's a big. One of them was part of your.
Was it Michael Bradley?
Yeah, he was in your bracket, right? Yeah, he played. Yeah. He played 3 minutes. No points. 1 assist. 1 rebound. Yeah, that's it. He was a plus 1 as well. There's 2 other guys. I don't know if John. I'll give you a shot. I think you're up 4-2 right now, but
that'd be shocking. I'm 4-3. Playing to win, and that means I'm not guessing anymore. All right. I am curious, but I have no idea.
Okay, yeah. Mitch, you have a chance to... I think it's 4-3, actually, so you have a chance to...
Oh, well, you lied to me. Now I...
I have no idea who else it would be.
Jalen Rose.
No. Too early for Jalen.
No, it was not Jalen. If you have a guess, one of the guys that I don't know who it is, the other guy is not good. So, you want me to just tell
isn't
you?
Isn't it? Yeah, tell me.
Jermaine Jackson?
Oh!
I don't remember who that is. He played 9 minutes, had 6 points, 2 of 3 shooting, and a minus 13. The other guy is Michael Stewart. Michael Stewart.
Oh!
4 points, wow. 3 boards, 2 of 2 from the field, minus 4. Well, that was depressing. Almost as depressing as this game. We have one final question that came in, and it might be the hottest take yet. You guys ready?
I know what you're about to say.
From Bobson Dugnut, why is DeMar exempt from the talk about changing the starting lineup? Because he's the team's best offensive player, and you need his ball handling, and he has had a pretty decent series if you discount this game, which I'm just wiping it clear of the books for everybody. Because that's what a sane person does. And he was really good in Game 2, working through traps. He was excellent in the first half of Game 1. And because you need him on the floor to score. Yes, he had a bad game, but you're not taking him out of the starting lineup. Stop it.
I think you should start PJ Tucker over him.
Yeah, maybe Norm too. James Johnson!
We gotta go sides.
Where's James?
We gotta go sides. We gotta go Lowry, Tucker...
JYD.
Patterson. No, no. We're not bringing back JYD. 2 or 1.
2.0.
Man, he's got experience starting at small forward in the playoffs, guys.
Has there ever been a more disappointing self-appointed nickname than JYD 2.0?
Yeah. Like,
first one of all.
Strive for something like better.
It's like a dude lands... Yeah, it's like Donald Trump becoming president, really. Like, I'm going to be... You remember that guy who played here... who everybody loved, who played really hard and defended and grabbed rebounds and was like our version of Dennis Rodman. I'm going to do that, but better.
Be hurt and wear flashy outfits.
But JYD wasn't even good when he was here. He was just a guy who was fun. It's like someone's. It's like if your favorite player growing up was like, I don't know, if you're like a Wolves fan, your favorite player is like Trenton Hassel. Like, it's just.
I don't even remember. The legend of JYD has been tarnished by 2.0. It's like how Windows 2000 ruined Windows 98.
Hmm. Oh, JYD 2.0.
Well, this has been sufficiently depressing. You guys ready to wrap up?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Now, I'm going to wrap this up and then record a Locked On Raptors podcast, which should be just chipper. So excited.
Just cut up this one.
Yeah. Honestly.
All right, guys. John, you going to have anything on the site for people to read?
Yeah, I got to write the long recap for this one. So.
Oh, dear God.
I got a column coming on the Barney song.
Yes. We're all went wrong in the one moment.
Excellent. I really enjoyed your pieces, Mitch. Mostly the internal monologue one of after the last game, but...
The internal monologue for this one might even be funnier.
Well, you kind of just spewed the internal monologue onto this podcast, so...
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Oh, we got one last question come in? No, someone just liked the tweet. All right. Yeah, we're going to wrap things up there. Thank you for listening. I don't know why you did. Everything's going to be maybe okay. If not, everything... The world's going to end in a thermonuclear war soon anyway, so don't worry about it. Thank you so much...
President JYD 2.0.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the headquarters. You could follow us somewhere. You'd know where we are. Bye.